Now, here's another Not My Job game you all wanted to hear again. In June of 2010, we visited Seattle, where we were joined by one of that city's literary heroes, author Tom Robbins. He joined us along with panelists Tom Baudet, Luke Burbank, and Paula Poundstone.
I've actually been writing since I was 5 years old.
Since you were five?
I have. There are stories still in existence that I wrote when I was five. However, I did not get published until I was seven.
Well, every writer does have to have his years of struggle.
I went to a large consolidated school in Appalachia, and I wrote the story when I was in the second grade, and I took it up to the third floor to the school newspaper office. It was written and edited by juniors and seniors.
Yeah.
And I slapped the story down on the desk, and I said, "Print this."
And did they?
And they did. And I thought, well, that was easy. Maybe I could do this for a living.
Wow. I was reading Jitterbug Perfume recently, and one of the big themes of that book, which has a lot of themes, is the struggle against growing older. In fact, two characters figure out how not to grow older, that is. And I was wondering, you wrote that book 20 years ago, 25 years ago or so. And 25 years later, do you have any different feelings about growing older?
Well, I have discovered the fountain of youth. It's Wikipedia.
Really?
Because I'm actually 77 years old, but Wikipedia lists me as 74.
So. There you go. Sweet. If you were to go on and edit it yourself, which you can, you could be any age you want. You could be you could be 47.
I have never, ever Googled myself. In fact, I think the Christian right prohibits such things.
Right. you are allowed... You are allowed to Google yourself until you need glasses. We have a question from one of our Twitterers. They sent this in to Twitter/wait. Apparently, you have a love of mayonnaise?
Yeah, I eat so much mayonnaise, they were going to send me to the Mayo Clinic.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you become the voice of the baby boom generation. That's it, right there. There are a lot of puns in your books, as a matter of fact. But is this true? Are you, in fact, a genuine mayo enthusiast, or are you putting us on?
No, I am indeed. I think it's the food of the gods. In fact, once, and this is a true story, having nothing else to mix the gin with, I put mayonnaise and gin in a blender and created a new drink that my friends and I called the gin... Gin Greasy, I think.
The Gin Greasy.
Yeah. And it was actually, we mixed it with, there were only two things in the refrigerator.
What were you drinking before you got to that idea?
In the refrigerator was blueberry pancake syrup and mayonnaise.
And Lord.
So we didn't want to drink the gin straight.
Yeah.
And we tried it first with the blueberry pancake syrup, and it was awful.
Oh, wow.
Well, then we mixed it with the mayonnaise, and it was actually pretty good.
Yes, on the heels of having it with blueberry syrup.
And ether.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about your latest book, B is for Beer. This is a children's book about beer.
True.
Why not? I'm all for this, but why did you think children needed a book about beer?
Well, children are exposed to beer all the time. Every time they watch... any sporting event on TV, they see beer commercials. But aside from that, and aside from beer's historical and philosophical background, don't you think that children really need to know why their daddy keeps a second refrigerator out in the garage? And why he's out there late on a school night with his shirt off listening to Aerosmith records.
Are you still writing novels? I mean, you've written a children's book.
I'm taking a sabbatical now from novel writing, and I'm actually trying my hand at TV reality show.
A reality show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what will its premise be?
Well, it's called Fungi for the Straight Guy.
All right.
And the premise is that each week we select a conservative middle-aged businessman from suburbia.
Yeah.
And feed him a heroic dose of magic mushrooms.
Right.
And a camera crew will follow him around for 6 hours and to see what he does.
Tom Robbins, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Robbins, we are delighted to have you with us, and we've asked you here today to play a game that this time we're calling
Unleash the Power Within.
I am sure this happens to you a lot. You're walking down the street and someone comes up to you and says, "Please, Mr. Robbins, help me find my greatest potential for success right now." And you say, "Oh, I'm sorry, that's Tony Robbins." Well, we are going to ask you about the other Mr. T. Robbins. Get two questions right, and you win a prize from one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Tom Robbins playing for?
Peter, Tom is playing for Joshua Thompson from Cupertino, California.
All right. Here's your first question. Tony Robbins, as we know, is a big self-help mogul. He puts on seminars and shows. You can go to his private island in Fiji and learn from him. But for a handful of bigwigs, he does provide something unique. For a fee of $1 million. Is it A, he'll give you his home phone number for a year, you can call him whenever you want, B, he'll appear in your family photos with you, or C, while motivating you, he will simultaneously get in touch with your rivals and enemies and demotivate them?
Well, considering the context, I'll say A.
You're going to say A, that he'll give you his home phone number. You can call him up whenever you want to spell. Yeah. You're right. That's what $1 million per year gets you. Tony Robbins' home phone number.
Wow.
All right, second question. Tony Robbins has given advice to many world leaders, including Bill Clinton, and he claims which person who doesn't seem likely to need this motivational advice. Was it A, Mother Teresa? B, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il, or C, teen heartthrob Justin Bieber? One of these has consulted, according to Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins.
Well, Mother Teresa just sounds too good to be true. So I'll go with the Korean.
You're going to go with the Korean, that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il, head of the Hermit Kingdom, has... I'd love it if that were true. That'd be great. But in fact, it was Mother Teresa. Tony Robbins says that he consulted with Mother Teresa, and Tony Robbins says, quote, "I asked Mother Teresa, tell me something, what really gives you ecstasy in life? And she said, what gives me ecstasy, Tony, is to see a person die with a smile on their face. And I thought, whoa, you know, not number one on my list," unquote. All right, this is the last question. Get this right, you win. As you may know, Tony Robbins not only teaches success, he exemplifies it. How did he describe his, quote, perfect day once to CNN? A, quote, "If I had a perfect day, I'd know there was nothing more I could do to improve myself, and thus I would ascend to heaven," unquote.
Boy.
B, quote, "A day in which some guy digging in a ditch in Bangalore says to himself, Tony Robbins believe I can do better than this." Or C, quote, "Make love to my lady, work out, have a great breakfast, and then, you know, go ride the Harley, go play polo, that type of thing," unquote. Which of these did he say was his perfect day?
Let's try C.
You're going to try C? Mm. Make love to my lady, work out, have a great breakfast, and then, you know, go ride the Harley, go play polo, that type of thing?
Sure.
Yes, that's what he said. Tony Robbins makes over $30 million a year making other people successful, and he likes to spend it on his expensive toys like helicopters and polo ponies. Carl, how did Tom Robbins do in our quiz?
Well, Tom came through at the end, Peter. He had two correct answers, and so he wins for Joshua Thompson.
Well done. Tom Robbins is the author of Still Life with Woodpeckers, Skinny Legs and All, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, and a whole bunch of other books you should just go read immediately. Tom Robbins, thank you so much for being with us. What a pleasure. Seattle Zone, Tom Robbins. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for this week's Listener Request Show. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Subaru, where all vehicles are built in zero landfill plants. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Plowshares Fund, dedicated to helping build a safe, secure, and nuclear weapon-free world at plowshares.org. And the National Association of Realtors, providing information for those buying or selling their homes at houselogic.com/buy and sell. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Siri Belusu. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Waltrover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Thanks to Carl Castle and all our panelists and guests. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.